Hi. Welcome to the Vulnerable Scientist Podcast. This is your host, Sarah Nyakeri. So I have very bad news for you right now. I was able to get an interview with Frida Oyucho. Frida Oyucho is an upcoming data scientist. She did her master's in applied statistics in the University of Maseno and graduated last year. Was it last year or this year? Yeah, she graduated this year. And while we were recording this with using riverside.fm, the interview was not as smooth as I was expecting. I didn't have stable internet where I was recording it from. So I lost most of the recordings. Or rather, while uploading, I didn't have full upload, so I was not able to have full recordings of most of the recordings that we did, even if it was short. I thought I would get it. It was my first time actually using the site, and yeah, that happened. Yeah. So right now, I don't have a podcast from her. I'm hoping that we could record another one with her, another trial. I've just realized that there's a lot of learning that comes with this podcast, especially online podcast recording sessions, and it's a little bit tough. But anyway, we are still going to continue. I'm going to maybe give a highlight of what I learned from her story. Actually, with Frida, she didn't have a lot of lobes, but she mentioned that while doing her master's, she was not able to graduate earlier. She wanted to graduate very early. She had done her coursework, she had done a project, and how she got her secondary data from the work that she's working, like her parents' current workplace, and she was not she didn't have trouble doing that. But when she was about to graduate, she thought she was on the list, but she wasn't on that list. Apparently, there's a certain lecturer who was responsible for the research work, did not submit her work to I don't know what place. So she was not able to graduate on time. So she had to take up action and follow it up. And finally, she graduated, but it took her time than she expected. So that was, I think, her down. And also, she spent a lot of money going from, because she was working in Nairobi, so going from Nairobi to Kisumu in the weekends to meet her supervisor and discuss stuff. And sometimes she'll use flights, and that would be expensive on her side. But the good thing that she mentioned was that she was able to actually afford her education, because she paid for her own fees and all that. And she was able to afford for those extra expenses that she did not expect. So she also mentioned that she had a very good support system in terms of her supervisors and her friends and family who were able to support her through that crazy period in her life. Going back to her not graduating in time, she hoped like she would just go directly to do her PhD, and that was not possible because of that delay. So I think something else that I got from her is there are still people who she was in the class with who are still trying to find fees or just to be able to graduate, and it's a common problem across Kenyan universities, especially with students who want to pursue education but they don't have enough resources or funding to do that. She also mentioned that, you know, sometimes some lecturers can be frustrating, and this is something that I think I've seen in other people's experiences that I've talked to, they would mention that there are certain lecturers who will just purposefully frustrate you just to make your life a living for just nothing. You never like did anything with it. Of course, it's not a valid reason for someone to frustrate your work, but there's certain people who just want to frustrate you out of no reason. It just wants to make your life a living hell, and it makes your school life a bit difficult. So I got that from that, but she celebrates that for her, she was able to do that, and she, I think, she was very thankful for that. So I was happy that I was able to get a lot of positive stories, positive or rather ups from the her experience, and that was actually a good thing. Yeah, so that was really it about it. So she told me that she's happy that she's able to transition right now from being a statistician to a data scientist. Or rather, she told me the difference is that a statistician uses data to manipulate data to get information from it. Then, if I'm right, then a data scientist is able to use certain software like R and Python to manipulate that data. So she is in a place where she's transitioning to that. So just to mention something, before we had this chat with her, previously we had talked before in another episode that I did, in a podcast episode, that we were not able to upload because of certain issues in my previous podcast that I did away with, that she didn't come to, she got her job immediately after finishing her BSc, and after that she got her job in that position in a different sector, in a very different, she was, I think, a field officer, I'm not sure, dealing with HIV, she's doing HIV studies, uptake of drugs for her current master's project that she did in Nyamira County. But when she came into that job space, she was doing a different role, something different from something to do with mathematics, something to do with interacting with people and doing, I think, field interviews, if I'm not wrong. Then she was able to move up and do something else that actually she studied for, and she went on to do even a master's, something that she actually wanted, and now she's transitioning to do data science, as you know, to be a full-time data scientist in still that space. And I think I liked that she moved from whatever she came into, she moved from that space to a different space so that she can be able to do the things that she actually wanted to do. And I was happy to hear that. So that's basically what I can remember from the interview, but I'm hoping that I will do another recording with her. Maybe try, if she has some free time, we can try another recording. And I'm hoping to get new other scientists who are willing to be vulnerable on this space. Something that I have been experiencing while trying to get guests for this podcast is that there are people who are so willing to just come in and just talk about their experience, and there are people who, of which it's the most, people who are very skeptical and they don't want to say it straightforward, that they don't want to do it because I don't know why. Maybe as someone had mentioned to me, that scientists just don't look vulnerable to people. I don't know why. And there are those people who actually don't want an interview at all. They don't even like pretend to say, oh, we'll schedule or whatever. And they just run away from it and, you know, tell you, you know, talk to my communications guy. And I'm like, no, I'm not interested in the communications guy. I'm interested in the scientist itself. So there's that hurdle that I've been having. But I'm glad that there's some people who I have scheduled some interviews with, and I'm hoping that they will materialize and they look like looking forward to it, and I'm hoping something will come out of it. So this is just to warn you as a listener that getting an episode out is not necessarily because I didn't want to get it out, but because it's kind of hard to get someone to come in and tell their story. Yeah, it's a very, I think I kind of understand, but sometimes I don't understand, but I'm trying to understand people and see why. Because the reason why I actually did this this podcast approach is for people not to feel like they need to, they fear that they will be seen using a video. So that's why I did a podcast, so that they have certain, you can keep some part of certain privacy to themselves, and you know, enjoy that, and you just have to hear the voices, still to hear the stories. But since I thought it would be easier, but I think it's not as easy as I thought. But I hope while we're doing this production, there are more people who will be willing to come in and tell their stories. I'm still on the testing ground just to see if this works, and this is now being me being vulnerable right now, and I hope that it will work at the end of the day. Just, I love hearing people's stories, and I love when people are vulnerable, especially with what they do. And I'm more, as a scientist, I'm more passionate about hearing the scientist side of the stories of what is going on. So yeah. Oh yeah, now I have good news for you. Is I saw that Spotify recently included a feature in the Spotify app where you can rate. You can always rate this podcast. So there are also other platforms like Apple Podcasts and other podcast listening apps that maybe you're listening from, and they have a rating. Space where you can rate. Please kindly rate us and give us your feedback or your honest feedback of what you think about this. And if you feel like this is a space that you want someone else to hear about, kindly share. But on top of that, you can also just rate it so that other people who are like-minded like you, who have the same interests, can be able to see that podcast. It's the holiday season, actually, and I was hoping that would get more people to be free. But yeah, I understand that people are getting in touch with their family and being with themselves, and that's okay. Actually, today is 25th, and since today I won't be doing much, I'm hoping that I'll edit this audio. I've also learned some editing skills that I'm hoping to apply here so that we can have a better listen of and enjoy the podcast more. So this podcast will be probably out today. So bye-bye, and enjoy your holidays. Enjoy your time with family and friends, and also enjoy time alone from work and from the pressures of the world. And remember to love yourself more and have conversations with people if you're feeling that you're happy, and if you're feeling that you're sad, or whatever feelings that you have, please make sure that at least you're having that conversation, even if it's you with yourself. Just be present with yourself and be in touch with your emotions more. This is why this podcast is here. Bye-bye.